This week's shiur is sponsored by the Wallerstein Mishpacha L'Ilui Nishmas of Yishai David Ben Pinchas. As you all said, it's Chof Dolod Eir. Shkach L'Rov Kam Seir Shiur.
That's the first case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, somebody shech the bechor, the halacha is, the bechor tam, if it's shechted without a mum, it's also ba'ano. So instead of showing the bechor that has a mum, he went ahead and he shechted it. So the halacha is, he was over the Yisur, is Mashaach lo ochlo, v'yachzir lo madonim. So whatever he ate, he ate. And the moicher is required to give back the domin to the lekech. It's like the Mishnah Vaitev. However, u'mashalo ochlo, abosu yikover. The reminder, whatever is left, has to be buried. But he has to still give the money even on what was buried, even on the mashalach. See, that means the old deal is off and is required to give back the old domi for whatever price they were sold, the bechor. Achem asher edis apov u'mechor avenoid ashikreifo, mashalach lo ochlu, mashalach lo em yachzir lo esabosu, v'u yachzir lo em esadomi. Achvu lo evid kachofim, o itur lakrov misham ad meit reifo. So the Mishnah says, and the din is asher edis apov, so he saw the same similar case, he showed the poro, and the poro was chayfo. So the din is, again, the same thing, Mashaach lo ochlu, Mashaach lo em yachzir lo esabosu, v'u yachzir lo esadomi. Here the Mishnah says that Mashaach lo ochlu, he has to give back the domain, but Mashaach lo em yachzir lo esabosu. We do think in the Mishnah that in the first case it does not say the yachzir lo esabosu. The domain, the lekech has to get back, but the lekech is not required to give back the basar of the bechor. However, by a treifa, the Mishnah says whatever is left over, the bechor, the treifa goes back, the basar of the treifa goes back to the lekech. So really, this day, the Paiskin, the smart, the preacher, Shulchan Aruch speaks out, what's the chiddush of that? Because here, on the bechor, there's a knas over here. So the Mele, we're cognizant that he did this thing, he sold the bechor, without showing off the zimum. So the Mele, we come to him, so the Shibud Akvur is on the Lekeach. However, in the din of the Sefer, the Treifa, since the Halach is the Samar of Rechman Tzlan who sold Treifas, so we are Mach is a name that is selling Treifas, so from there on, nobody's allowed to buy from him. And he's not allowed to sell Basar in Kosher. We don't trust him anymore. So this butcher, he lost his name on us. So remember, we can give him back the basar treifa because even though there's no chash, maybe he'll sell it to eat because nobody's going to buy from him. So that's what the shibud is in this. That's the given Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, nochadin. But however, what happened if the basar was sold already? This is going to start the community. The lekech went ahead and he sold the basar to goy to klovim. So there are mishamu der treifa. Then they have to pay only to the match. That means they only have to pay the value of, he has to give them back. That means in Shabbat Mechifah, they have to require to pay for the Chefer. They don't have to pay the full amount, what it costs, he has to give them back, they have to pay the value of the Chefer, because they sold as a glad kosher, and inspired that this is a Chefer, so he has to give them back to the match.
Okay, they have to pay for in the ratio, when you say don't give back the basar because it's a kaver, that's also I know.
Right.
So what was the kiddush?
You know, we just deducted that why did the responsibilities on the lekech versus the sefer. It's under, it goes back to the moichel.
So why don't we make the moichel?
Right. So in the first case, we don't trust the moichel anymore by bechor that he might, because he might tell it again. Mashenkin on trefer, this announcement that already was made, so he's not going to sell it, so he can get back the bus and let him do the tircha of selling it. Okay. That's the dignity in David. But Hashem is an Yisham Me'atrefo. If they sold it to the goy, Yisham Me'atrefo. So that means that they get back, truthfully, the Lekach should get the full reimbursed for the full amount that he paid for the Behemo. However, he has to pay for the Me'atrefo because his loss is not, he wasn't, there's no knas of it. We were kindness only because you nichshel the isu of achilas machos asuris of chefa. Here he was not nichshel; he was able to sell the bus of chefa to a guy. So no matter, he has a no of inela from the chefa, and no matter he has to pay for it. How much he has to pay? Whatever the chefa is worth, not the value of what he paid for it.
Why shouldn't he pay whatever he got from the guy?
So that's what it is. The difference is, that's it. Yisham Me'atrefo, what is this one? So now this is the question, is just on the Chiddush. Let's see the questions. What does Yisham Me'atrefo mean? Kipshuto means that the trefa is worth less than what he paid for. So he has to get reimbursed the full amount, and he's paying only the Me'atrefo. So the spread is that he paid overcharge, he gets back. That's what it is. That means Kipshuto. However, the Rashi said like this. Let's see the Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi is Macharu Aloikim Loi Dekachovim Orin Velagor Meisubo. Since he wasn't going, Yeshamu Lod Mei Basu Mezol Vuyachzu Lamaisu. And he has to give a difference. What would be the halacha if it would be reverse? He bought the treifa, and instead of this, he made profit on it. Now let's discuss what happened with it. The halacha was over here. There was a Mekachtos. He sold his God kosher with nisbara that it's treif. So he gets back before. That's in the boss of treif, who does it belong to? It belongs to the moicher.
Right.
So now, I made profit, the lekeach made profit on the moichers.
But
does
that make a toast? Because he's happy now.
Oh, what?
The Lekeach is happy now. It's not a Mekach.
When does a Mekach post?
Mekach post only.
It's Tavea. It's bad to Mekach toast, but his timing is, which is good, it's a richtige timing, his Mekach toast. Could be, it could be, it's not possible, that the Mekach toast is only a Mekach toast if there's a Tavea. If there's no Tavea, there's no Mekach toast. Yeah, but I'm not so Mekach is convinced on Tzalacha. I mean, you're right, but it's a machlokes. It's not possible to be there today. This is a machlokes that should go north in this business.
What's the moicher should be now for the profits?
No. If the moicher.
No, I'm saying. So you're saying
that. The be'etzim it's a mekach tos, the mekach is bottom. There's a big machlokes of chonim regarding the halacha is, and once we find every mekach tos, it's really a tasis to speak about. What the deal of the money? I sold you something which is a mekach tos, I got money. Now the money is gezel, or not?
Not gezel.
Could I go to be mekadesh shishim with it? She'd be mekadesh.
Sure,
it's a mekhtot. It's a mekhtot.
Why not my money?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah. And if it's tavea, let's talk about it. It's tavea. It's tavea the money back. It's tavea. Now it's
bitum
mekha.
It
was bitum mekha.
Not tavea ice of money.
He wants his money back, right? He paid money.
He wants money back. He doesn't want ice of money back.
He's a mechuyev to give him that money.
But now he didn't give him back that money. He doesn't care what money he wants to be paid.
He's got in the envelopes.
Okay, we'll see. This gemara said this.
Serial numbers. He needs the same serial numbers.
Oh, so I don't know what money exactly is, but I was just telling you, does he have to give money? Could I give him some exchange and then I give you all my collection of...
But that's anything Shava approved is good.
Right, could I give back Shava approved?
So any Tash woman is the same thing. I owe somebody money, I could pay him...
And the Mekach Tos, the Gemara asked Kasha, and a famous Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the Mekach Poro, and Shurim Zunit Zanakram, so the Gemara's the Kasha, says the Mekach community of Mekach Tos, the Gemara, let's go Basaroy, it's the same value. Basa is worth as much as a live animal. So the Gemara says, what's our discussion? So the Gemara says, who's responsible to sell the animal? The guy wants to give back, you sell it. I don't want my money back. He says, no, it's a good deal. You sell it. Because the sale is the sale. That's the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, what is the woman? Does he have the money? He doesn't have the money. The Gemara goes through this Nakuda, and the Hashem figured out if he's required to give back the money. It's not so bullshit. It's a big machlokes, this Nakuda.
What if you already spent the money?
Tyson goes to this. If he spent the money, does the money? What din does he have with spending money? Is he a mazik? Is he a avo? There's a different chiluk in the mazik could give domim, could give metaltonim. Avoy, you have to give kesef. There's a big difference of kaminus. What status of this money has?
But it's still his money. It's still his money. It's not. You can't issue with it.
So it's going to be bought.
Right, right. Then Sim's gone in this
meeting.
If he holds the record, and he sold it, the lokeh sold it at a profit.
Right.
So the merchant is going to be to bear the profit.
So Rashi brings something. So this is a gadol in the Mishnah. He brings a rach. Just brings a rach over here. Let me look it up. The Gaben Gershon in the bottom of the page over here. And I read it. Machru alokin abosel legoyin beyoyker. Not they sold it in Israel, Rashi learned. They sold it beyoyker. So what does it say over here? Oh, you mean to look at the Yishamut me'atefo, she'i bezol, ve'lo Yishamut kol adom she'notu m'menu, v'kishim mocho tefo m'daitu. So that in the Haram, it does state that the prophets belongs to the Lekech. Okay, this is a...
There is such a thing as a bit of Mekech.
Okay, so we migash to this shit, or it's not migash. But it's not so posh of this thing.
What do you mean? Okay. Prophet is the Lekech, and the Lekech gets back the money from Moicha?
Yeah,
it's a mekach too. So he gets money from both sides.
That's not the case. Ben Geshem means he keeps the profit.
Profits,
but he doesn't have to give back the difference.
He pays with the value of Basel Chayfer. He's getting back the money that he paid. He's required to pay how much Basel Chayfer is, although he made money.
See. But
so he's a double dipper.
Yeah, he's a double dipper. He's a double dipper.
Yeah? That's the roof of the God of Mishnais speaks it out clearly. I shall read you this line that he says. Okay? Yeah. Mevud daaf b'chagam l'tzorich ha-moich l'achzir ha-moisu. So again, he's dealing that even though he made money, that he has to pay the moisu. Although the guy, the lekech, has no loss, because he made money, he still requires to give the differences, as we said, double dipping. He has to require to give the differences kosher meat versus non-kosher meat.
But it's less.
Bosa Trefe is less, so he's required to give the difference, and the Moichi keeps, and the Lekech keeps the profit that he made with the Basel. Yeah? Okay, that's the Allah. That's this channel.
Who says that?
I've been, the God quotes Rabbi Gashon.
The Metzius is schwer, though. How did he get more money from the guy who was stupid?
It's not so stupid, the guy, the.
Needed badly?
Yeah, as we say.
It was desperate.
Oh, my God. He's a chavre man. I don't want to tell you what it is.
The price should be one up.
This guy's also to be Isaac and Trefus. He's not doing prices.
No, it's the Lekech that.
He doesn't know. This Lekech never is Isaac and Trefus. The first time he bought Trefus.
But he ripped off the guy.
Because he told him it's halal, it's kosher food. He made this kosher. Yeah. I don't know. No. Okay. That's the Bissanoch. Okay.
Well, I understand that if it's not his ba'etzim, how can he sell it? If it's not his?
So you're asking a question that we spoke about. This Nicole, if it's not his, is he taking it? Okay, I hear the question. Once it's Mekachtos the Beetle, it's his. But the Klape,
Klape the guy.
How does it become?
What was his question?
His question is the Maise, if we say that the Beetle Mekach Machis Mekachtos,
yeah.
So it's not his, so he sold the moiche. It's the moiche stuff, so the moiche should get the money, profits. Right. It's his chayfetz, that's his question. Right. The answer to that is, that's the Rimi Gashda said, the Rimi Gashda should do good. It's my, ability to be a salesman that made the sale. It's my profit. It's not yours. Because in market value, it's worth the strain from.
So that's make a shliach to sell.
What if the market price went up? There are two different ways you can make it. Maybe he's a good salesman, and that's what the Rav said. But what if the market price went up by the time that he sold it?
Okay.
Does it make a difference? In that case, you can sign it to sell.
If he takes it, in the chenam, this nekuda bichlal comes out in another shirsh, which is not clear in the sma. There's one way I saw a chenim. They all the sma one way. I remember talking. I was learning sugya d'ever, learning with chabur, and they told me, no, you know, and the raya. But it sounds like that this halacha is from a sma. So that what happened of Mekach Tos is that the lekach bought from the ma'ir something. He comes and he says it's Mekach Tos. The ma'ir says, okay, if it's Mekach Tos, give me back the chifet. The guy will say, no, let's figure it out. I was ma'ani, more than shtus, the halacha is bitul Mekach, it's required to give it back. He says, okay, so give me back the chifet. He says, I don't have it, I sold it. What could you get your money? On the shtus, on the bitul Mekach. It's not bullshit. Could be you can't get your money because if you're not providing back the item,
the
item is sold. You can't get it. Okay.
The item is sold, but what was it sold for? It's supposed to be a Rembrandt. And it turns out it wasn't a Rembrandt. And you sold the item for 25,000 and it's supposed to be for 25 million. So because he couldn't give back the 25,000,
okay.
The 25 million.
Just, all right, let's hear. A Kapani. This is the three cases of the Mishnah over here. The Gemara, I'm just... The Gemara says over here, and that's before the Gemara says the Shulchan Aruch. I'll give you the Shulchan Aruch in Chosha Mishput. It comes in here as well.
In that case where he sells it for more, he clearly can't give it back anymore.
What?
So how's it a matter of price? If that's true, that he can't give it back. How can he get the
it's
money?
It's not. It's good.
If he can't give it back?
Okay, so it comes over here. This is the question over here. Rashi learned the pshat is in the Mishnah. Why does he give it back? So Rashi says the chokum hashokla lo kim yachlu madomi mishum knas. Rashi says it's a knas. The ukainisim. Why? Rashi the loshon of Rashi is the isur sofer kovin. That's the ukainis the moichin.
Why did give it back? That's a knas.
Give it back. Done. But he doesn't get anything. He's not getting the bechor.
In the case of Paul.
Yeah.
In the case of the way of Taifa and the way
the Bechor was sold, and it stays with the Lekeach, as we spoke, and the Moichah still has to reimburse for the money that he paid, that he got. Right? Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yutes, the Taz makes the stick over here, that State of Zohar, let's see, this halacha comes twice in Shulchan Aruch, one in Yerodah and one in Chosha Mishpat. So we're going to read the Yerodah first. Amar chen lechaver dov shosu ba'achila. Im ad shalo achla noido yachzilu ma shekoin amena v'yachzilu adami. If we find out that it's a mistake, he returns it. V'im isha achla noido ma shachal achal v'yachzilu adami. Whatever he ate, he ate, and he gives back the dummy. V'im echor ha'lokiach levit kuchov v'shlichu l'klavim, mishal ud b'et treif. That's the Mishnah we said. V'im o yodovo she'enu asu ba'achila, אלא מדברי סופרים, here comes, this comes from Rambam, we only spoke מאחלוס אסור איסור דרעייסה. What about איסור דרעבון? So the Rambam, אם אחד בפסגן is, או אם היו פרס כיומים, מחזיר הפרס ונוי תלדונו. ואם אוכלו מה שאוכל אוכל, ואין המויך למחזיר לכלום. He does not require to give anything back on מאחלוס אסור. מדרעבון. כל איסורי הנוע, אפילו מדיר וסבר, מחזיר אדום, ואין בדין בכי כלל. הרבה, אם יוצא...
זה חכם עם אלי קאנסן, את הרייס,
את נאטה גרבה. Oh, so let's see this. Before that, just I want to speak out, there's a מחלק, it's Taz over here, the Taz learns from the Rashi. Rashi says, יחזיר אדום, שום כנס לאיסור סופר כבה, so the Taz learns from here, you see from this Rashi, the end of סופר צ'ייפו, even if it's סופר צ'ייפו, מה שאוכל לא חווי יחזיר אדום, because you don't have any honor. because Rashi says she isu sofik, and the shach is chelik in this, and there's the isu sofik of it. It's only on the bechalas replied, not on isu treifa, because that it's not on the sofik isu. The moichi can always go back to the lokech and tell them you have to bring a raya that I sold you this treif. So if you don't know that it was treif, so you want me to embrace you for the money, so you bring a raya.
But you're not
mechuyev
to be Isaac in
Sveikis. Oh, so if it's Kayim, you're right. Yeah. Because Pshat is, it's still Mekachtos, because people don't buy something which is maybe kosher. I want glad kosher, not suffer kosher. So it's really richtig, it's Mekachtos that you have this, this. But if I ate already, so I can't give you back. So you want to reimburse because I tricked you.
What's the Mechavir?
What? It says that if he ate it, he does not reimburse back the dom. Doesn't give. And it's still there, so you do. As we said, the different. But it says on Machel, he doesn't give anything back. In fact, the Shachwanim, that's very good, not to give back the full, the Yunena. What's the answer? Because Yunena. Machel, Sasur, is the right, so we don't say Yunena. Let's see, we move on from the Gemara, which we need to skip, we'll see in a minute. And Yisur de Rabbonon, you're not but the Maaseh, you're charging me, you overcharged me. You sold me something is that awesome with the Rabbanon, you sold the Rabbanon as glad kosher. So you should reimburse me for the difference. And the Chama says that anyone has a clue.
I wanted a steak, I bought a steak, I ate a steak.
But you had Issa the Rabbon did a steak.
When you sold the shor and you shefted it, and then you found out it was a nachkin before, so who cares? The question is, do you care? You clearly wouldn't have to say it's
mechuyev. Okay, so the shach says he says as follows. That's his tzitzis. He says. The dafka bisu doraisa kansu. He's quoting the sma. That's the sma. Ve'od the ena chilos aichel mikshul la'ano ve'adu rebo tzaru ulo shavu lisu doraisa afshar shegim. Hashegim bisu dorabon. He's saying the tzar is that it's not a chomish la'ano. It's only applies for lisu doraisa, not for lisu dorabon. So therefore, imel lisu doraisa, you only pay. You have to pay, yeah. So you get the maxes the government, he pays. Hashem is the rabbon, and you don't have to. That's the thing.
And that you're learning like you said, with Nesivus, right?
We'll get this Nesivus in a minute. That's the Tal, the Smas Teretz. But he doesn't like this Teretz, the Shach. And he says, why don't we call this Nesivus the rabbon as well? So he says, "Shelagos lo isu ki deloitzi momi, deleinin el momi luk ma'adin toyo." So the shach says that they got the din el momi, they're sticking to din el the raisu, and it's all has to be machol sum the raisu, not the rabbon.
That's the. He's not masking. What is masking?
He's not masking. So he says, "It's over here. It's deleinin el momi." That's the chiluk, not because his name is anisu the rabbon, or the svos the knas. He says the vot is with uk mechachomim ma'adin el the raisu when it comes to deloitzi momi.
Because when they made it Isra
Rabbanan,
they only made it
like the Isra, not the Gabi Mom. The Gabi Mom, we don't do it. Yeah, that's it, the Gabi Mom. And the Pichodosh is very strongly, he says, it's not like that. And he asks, And he learns a pshat, which is that's the other pshat in the sugya. He learns that halacha is that you don't have to give. It's talking about it's the same volume. I tricked you on glad kosher versus the rabbanon, but there's no difference in prices.
No difference in what?
Price. The issu, the rabbanon is worth as much as
in the market.
Kosher.
In the market,
for example. Okay, that's the Prichodus Teretz. But the Acharim Olah is Kasson the Shah. Mishpat is it doesn't sound like that. That's the case of the Mechavim, Pshuto. Yeah? Obviously, the Mechavim is a Machlos, Eino Machzor Klum. It doesn't say that the Yisrael, the Rabbanon, is worth as much as the...
You can't sell bus. You can't put a sign up on your Glockmart that says all the meat you sell here is kosher midrashim and usher midrabban. And see how much.
That's right.
The Ramban said he could.
You don't tell him. Oh, so 1 second. Let's get this thing. Let's just get the finishing. So the Nesivis comes out with the text. So this is the famous Nesivis. And he says, as you said, that there's a chilik over here, an isura de raisa and isura de rabbonon, because the nusach to say it is one way, but I'm just going to read the words of him to see how to say this nusach. He says, lechayra ain't a moving, the mekach is bottle, ave kemazik. So why do you have to pay more than its value? And then he says, it says, ואפשר דאף באיסור התאירה אפילו איך הם בשביל יצורך כפורו, אשר כן איסור דרבונו, אני לא נשום כפורו. So maybe it's considered like you won over on the old issue. In Mele, he says, that you are nena from this issue of the Rabbona, like you are nena from a kosher. So then you have to pay called man also, כמו זה נena וזה חוסר. And the Galgin Olav is a call. He doesn't say it like that, but the Aloch is called the Klavu She Tzor Hashan Kifim HaShenena. The Aloch is Zenena Zelo Choser Potu, but Zenena Vze Choser is Chayiv, even if the Ano is greater than the Chison, you gotta pay the full value of the Ano. So here is, since the Moiche is a little bit Choser, because he saw the Yisrael Rabbonim, and the Yisrael Rabbonim had some value, so the Nene, you nene from the stake, and he said, full or no. It's only us from the it's not God kosher, but it's a rabboni nene more. So that's the Achidish in the series, that even though it's not worth as much, but my no from this, it was full amount, I have to pick a fish and nene. And it's a muzar in pshat in the halacha, how can it be such a thing? It's worth $5 because it's just the rabbanon, and I was netting because I had an assumption of that it's cloud kosher, that it's worth 10 in the markets I'm paying 10. It's so weird. I don't know if Sharon is. He's trying to answer this because then it's a chaser, so we got me on a call. Okay, if that's the understanding that it's.
What happens if you don't need it? Whatever you falls on the floor.
I once heard, we're just going to get to this in the same discussion. I want to say a few questions. I once heard somebody says, you know, he told someone, let's go into business, you know, sell all these food that I bought to the butchers, and we'll sell this glad kosher. The receivers, you know, Max, and there's no issue. And you have to pay full price. No, why? It's Rahman Islam. The guy said a joke with the butchers, says, what do you think we do? All right, that's it. It's a no, it's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no.
It's not a no. It's not a no. It's
not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. It's not a no. However, it comes out, as we said over, there's no problem to be Machshir someone in the Rabbon.
No, but
the Shoygen. The Rabbon, the guy's a Shoygen.
But you can't do it with the Rabbon.
Why not?
The Rabbon, just like you, I can't do it on
your What's the issue with the Rabbon? I'm not Machshir.
What?
He's not like, he doesn't need to go to Kapor. The Samachas discussion, he says it can't be.
So this is the question.
So, just to speak a few hours, the place can sound before it's not like this, the halacha, and he's right. The Chaim Moizeh, and the Samach as well, have been in the Shaila, so the Samach and Shaila, there's a Torah in the Rambam. I just need to read you the Rambam. It's a Kedusha.
Listen,
because so we know the deal is that misasek is potter, but besides chalom v'arayis shechenen. So this is the halacha that Rambam says over here. Baal ha'evo min arayis ki misasek afu b'shen kavanos lekar chayim because it's shechenen. V'chen b'chayim v'lavim u'b'shnius. That's what's in the Gali in the
name.
I said, Chayv Elavin or Shnees. That's the Lashon of the
Gali. Chayv Elavin is Avarayis, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about it. Zot Zeraivin, Zer lo yadati, Lama, Korban Enka. What are you talking about? Chayv Elavin, Yoyda, Yisasek, Yisasek Chayv. What are you Chayv? Korban. That's a Christus, not Elavin. What's Chayv Elavin? Shogim Chayv Elavin. That's the third aspect of it. There is a Ramban in Chumash, the Ramban in Vayikra speaks out, the Shekin doesn't Kapor, there's a beginning in Vayikra, there's a month of the Shemes there. Kaponim over here, the Rabbi speaks out and he says, Ve'adati lama kobonenka. However, what do we see from this Ramban? This is Mechel Tzavi. That there's a Chiddush over here, that it's only, he says Shnis also. We say Chai Misasek, Shekin Ha'en. And we need it only, the Misasek, otherwise, you're not chayv. Chayv and lavin, you need chichanene. Without the lavin, it's not chichanene, not chayv. That's klape the lavin. Klape isur the rabbon, it's a shnius, also. The shayla is, why I'm chayv? Look at the nesivis, that I'm a shaygig. And it's a shayla potter, there's no isur. So the samach says in this Ram state.
But the tzur of the isur is nana.
It's a zay nana, but what do you nana? Isur the rabbon? I was shaking. I was misasin.
It's still the rabbanim.
It's still the rabbanim. It's I'm not. What's the issue?
Even a shaking? Am I shaking?
What?
Why am I even a shaking?
It's misasin. It's misasin.
Oh, you know about the
maker? No. This is chayv elavin.
It's a suri
beer. Suri beer. Shnius. 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 Shnius.
What does the name do?
What are you chai?
So what's the name? I'm chai. I'm chai what? In the Isu. So what's the name?
What?
Is the name
what?
Let me discover. Design that's the Isu.
But to what?
But it's still shaking, right?
What is the Rambam saying?
You have carbon. You have carbon.
No,
Chayv.
Wait a second, it's
Shnei.
Chayv
to
the
Chivin,
eh?
The Rambam says Shnei as well.
But Shnei is
it?
What
Chayv?
That's the
Rambam. That's the Rambam. So, Misha says Chayv Mid L'Shamayim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To the Chivin.
Saif Olavim Shashon, Saif Shnei.
But what are you Chayv? There's no
clap. To clap al Chayv.
There's no mountains.
To clap al Chayv.
It's a Shoygay.
So, Chayv. Misha says, we have Shalom Yashalosh in there. Zog the... כי מישנה לניני וליישם חייב לא למה עליו כדי מי שלא יישאו בו שאף משנה לא יקרה הוא חייב לשמיים וכן בשני יש חייב לשמיים אף הוא כשם משים עושה מאמין שהוא עושה מדי הרבה כדי זכים לרבון לא צמר תצא לי עושה זה אז הוא שמח שאתה שתי דין רמב״ם כסף מי הפי כסף מישנה פקט פון דס נסיר סיסטרס That's Israel. See, that's goes on this. That's Israel. If you the Chaim all done this all this nesivus is Yisrael. Chaimazer says because Abazoi if Neiva you're not b'machshav is from the Kashia. He says over here, but that's over here. He says but the Pnei Yeshua he quotes that he holds. And if you are b'machshav someone is the Rabbanon, could be Yehiva if Neiva the Rais. So that's true. Why? Because it's not worse than Eitz Hashem gave us. He gave him bad advice. So he said over here, he be chayv lifnei iver, she's chayv atz lifnei iver, the mashia. Because the isha...
But if it's not...
That's loy de nesivis?
If it's not...
That's mid de nesivis or no?
But if it's not wrong, then...
Even mid de nesivis.
Mid de nesivis.
It says in the Gabi Yainesach Stamienam and the Tire of Nidda says you need Kapor. So the Chor and Yisrael Dabon.
Because
the Maisel is the Nidda. The Maisel is the Dabon. I, the Merida, the Svar, the way he says. So you have to say there's a Chilik of here. And that's the Chor that's... So I said Rabbi Yitzchak Chor and said that that's the Chilik of the Nikola. He brings a point that just says, in the Chor, no, the one in Kapor, listen. The Gmos, the Mishra says in Yivomis, that the Isha got testimony that her husband died. She went ahead and she got married based on that testimony. So she needs a korban after she's the Maisa based. But for Maisa, he says, she is considered onus. She had the all right to assume that the same MS that came to testify to be based in. He says, a guy sells you something which is glad kosher.
Yeah,
well, it's not glad, so I had this over 10 years ago. We had a situation, everybody trusts this person. And he said it's glad kosher, and it was a treif.
Right,
so you're honest, really.
Right.
You're not a shaykhid. And he said, you had a right to assume this guy's a elachid, and you trust him. Elachid never be certain. So that's not considered shaykhid. That's honest, he says. So remember the chilukim is when you are shaykhid in the Yisurim, avadi nid kapor. He says, in the case of the Nesivis, you're honest. So that doesn't mock him to say what the Nesivis saying is. But stop me, sir.
What about if your eyes has a right? Why is that different?
He says, story too, a thesis in the Machlokes Hashem, it's a thesis of the Kamala as well, that there's a thing which called Adam Amazik Boyanis is Potter. We know that Ben Shekik, Ben Adam Udlailam, Ben Shekik, Ben Mazik. So Taisa says it depends. There's a chiluk on what's considered korov la'oynis or korov la'pshir. So that's gneva goynis, gneva ba'aveda. Taisa means a chiluk. It depends on the case. Zochter Tzrikul Chol, this is considered korov la'oynis. He had right to assume. There's no reason to assume differently. So that and that is no chiluk. But when you're shaygeg and dinesh gerago, then another, you need kapor.
What's the purpose this? Of this? What are you trying to ask?
He's saying that the old thing that we're saying over here, that there's a big chiddush, so that what the Nesivis says. And the deal of Nesivis is that the shaking does not need kapor. He says it's a shaking of drill of Karolayim. It's not a shaking.
Even though
it's... So in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, the case over here, is you sold it and you bought it because it's kosher. You had a right to assume so. The guy tells you. That's not so. That, you know, in Kapon, you never, never see what's kind of kicks in with the Chiddush.
Why is it different in Derisa? It's same thing as the Derisa. What if, I mean, Einus Gama, that case we had with Mumsy, I know what you're talking about. I bought it from this person, had a good Ashkacha, right. I'm an Einus Gama. Well, Koshwacha doesn't want anything more.
And you're sure they're abundant, you don't need Kapo.
But I don't, I need a Kapo on the side of the Raisa.
Why?
Because
the Shreif is Be'etzin. Is a church. That's what it is. This is the way the touch is. No, Samach speaks loud in a few places, Meshachachim as well. He says that, and the Cheft of the Yisrael, the Torah doesn't want this Cheft of the Pesach Chazer, Shreif. We don't want it. And Yisrael the Rabbanon is, it's not Be'etzin. And he says it's the Raya for that, because if a different Mason come and pass differently, so whatever Chacham said before is also not, it's not also anymore. It's the idea is to listen to the Chacham. The heft of this is not the etzim. So if you have a building, okay, of a base synthesis. Okay. That's the chayra, this nidin. But to see this, the chayra, we find, the mechlefayim is telling another, I forgot to mention. And similar to this halacha, if you have a tzda'anah, treif, do you make brocha, it's more like Ramon Ravid, do you make brocha ma'acholus asuras?
No.
Brocha achoyna, brocha achoyna, so there's a machoz on the Ravid, you make a brocha, so the chayitz told him, if there's a no, we're talking about the chos chufas.
Talking about the chayitz?
What?
Are you talking about the chayitz?
Chayitz, it's a chayitz, it's a chayitz, but it's amazing, you make brocha
chayitz. Oh, oh,
okay. You name it, you say, you make a shalot and kotzo, means you discuss this, you don't have a no. That's what we said, it's not, it's the chilukim, the lamachos, the source of persons, says, no, it's a shalot and kotzo, and
the Rabbuna.
The one you don't have it. Okay.
And Tim Shalom Leif is on the Rabbuna, no?
Yeah.
Is there Tim Shalom Leif on the Rabbuna?
No.
According to this, no?
Yeah, there's no Tim Shalom Leif on the Rabbuna.
That's such a bullshit.
Huh?
The Bali Misser, I'm not so sure.
Where's the right that there is?
You can see the one guy.
They don't know.
If he's, 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 if